If the measures of independence that I discussed in the last couple of minutes are essential to measuring store layout in terms of where things should be, measures of density play a similar role in terms of how much space a section should have. The traditional measure used to optimize space in store layout is sales per square foot. It's a really good metric, especially if understood properly. Optimizing sales per square foot doesn't mean that the merchandise with the highest sales should have the most square feet. It doesn't work that way. Some merchandise doesn't need a lot of space. Some does. Stocking more and more of something that sells really well isn't necessarily advantageous. The underlying idea is that you optimize space to incremental sales per square foot. The actual sales per square foot isn't the key. It's the incremental gain or loss in sales if you took a square foot away or added one. A store layout is optimal from a space perspective when changing the size of any area would reduce overall sales per square foot. That's fine from a conceptual perspective, but it's nearly impossible to get at from a testing or metric perspective. And that's where measures of density come in. The goal of density metrics is to help provide a behavioral proxy for potential problems in space layout. From a functional perspective, there are really two drivers of space effectiveness. The first is product-based. Different products just take up different amounts of space, and products vary widely in terms of their optimal display space. The second driver is behavioral. How many shoppers does an area need to accommodate at any given time? Answering that first question requires experimentation. The second, though, can be answered with behavioral measurement. You can measure how many shoppers use an area, and you can measure whether the conversion rate or basket size is impacted by crowding. The simplest measure of density is just footfall. In DM1, for example, we can measure exactly how many shoppers visited an area, any area, down to individual square feet of the store. But footfall isn't actually a very good measure of density. The single most trafficked part of the store is probably somewhere in the entryway, but because shoppers never linger there, those entry spaces aren't really crowded. Time spent is a better measure of density. It captures both footfall and lingering behavior. It can be turned into a density metric by dividing it by the underlying size of an area. In other words, if visitors spend 300 minutes per hour in a section that encompasses 100 square feet, then the density can be calculated as 3 minutes per square feet per hour, or turned into a rate, 3 minutes per 60 minutes or 5% utilization. The higher the number, the higher the density. Another way to skin this metric cat is to focus on occupancy. We measure both average occupancy, the number of shoppers typically in the area during a period of time, and peak occupancy, the highest number of shoppers recorded in the area at any point during the period. By combining any of these density metrics with conversion rates for the period by section, you can measure whether and when density impacts sales. And understanding how often that's happening is a great way to drive layout testing that involves expanding or shrinking the size of an area. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.